Representative Rob Bishop is a Republican from Utah's 1st Congressional District. He is the chair of the House Natural Resources Committee. He's also on Rules and Armed Services. He tweets at Rep. Rob Bishop, and he is joining us here on POTUS. Congressman, welcome. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me on.
You're not going to be at CPAC, right?
No, I'm not.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fine. I'm glad we were able to catch up with you today because I've been reading all about you, and I'm not sure how much you pay attention to your own press, but I know that, for example, in Huffington Post, there's an article, and they got some quotes in here. Environmentalists describe you as pleasant and pragmatic, and they say that that it looks like we wouldn't agree on a lot of issues, but we meet with him quite a bit. He wants to be a serious legislator, not just an ideologue like the previous chairman was. Now, without commenting on the previous chairman, you are now the man in charge of the House Natural Resources Committee, and I guess there's a lot in front of you.
Yes, there is. I appreciate what they said. I think they probably don't know me well enough to describe me as being pleasant.
Well said, sir. I do want to get to something, and this is something you've been on the record for quite some time about, which is the connection between immigration and some of these federal lands, drug trafficking, human smuggling, et cetera. And I know this is a concern that you have had. And it's not just popping up in the news. This is something that's been on your mind for a while.
Yeah, we've had it for several years, and I've been able to go down there and meet with the people who actually live on the border. It is more significant on the southern border than on the northern border, simply because the federal government owns more land on the southern border than they do on the north. So if you're looking from California over to Texas, that entire stretch, about 80% is owned by the federal government. Over half of that is in wilderness designation. And by our environmental laws, the Border Patrol is not allowed to do any kind of motorized patrolling or motorized pursuit on a wilderness designation. They literally have to stop at an arbitrary line in the dirt and switch to something that is foot or a special horse coming
really?
For them. Yes. So my argument, and I think it is echoed by the former border members who are free to speak and the union and especially the people who live down there, is simply let the Border Patrol do what they do. They don't need more men. They don't need more manpower. They don't need more gadgets and gimmicks. Just let them do their job. Give them access. So what we have been pushing, and I believe it's caught on here to the point that now it's kind of a given, at least on the House side, is access on the southern border is essential if you're actually going to control the border. And if you look at where people are illegally entering this country, for some reason, well over half of the illegal entrants in this country comes through the Tucson sector. I don't think that's an accident or a circumstance. That's caused simply because the Border Patrol has limited access on what they can do.
Give us a sense of how much border security is, or DHS is involved in this, because I know that this current kerfuffle over the funding for the Department of Homeland Security, which I wanted to ask a little bit more about. But, I mean, what agencies, because of the fact that this is on federal lands, does it change jurisdiction on people who are overseeing or trying to keep those from getting into this country illegally?
Yes, it does. Once you hit those federal properties, it goes over either to the Forest Service or the Department of Interior. They have control, and they tell the Border Patrol what to do. There is a memo of understanding, supposedly between the three agencies. Unfortunately, it really is given it's tilted in the favor of the land managers, not the Border Patrol. So land managers get to make decisions. We have one anecdotal evidence of them trying to move a mobile sensor. It's basically a device on the back of a pickup truck. It took them 6 months for the land manager in this national monument to allow the Border Patrol to take it from point A to point B, simply because he was a jerk, and that has to take legislation to switch that over, so the Border Patrol has precedence, so that they get to do their job regardless. The fear has been by a lot of environmental groups that the Border Patrol will harm the environment, which is silly. It is the cartels coming across that don't care about the laws. They're the ones that are harming the environment, not the Border Patrol.
And they are there regardless because the Border Patrol can't go in there unless they're on bike or horse or something like that.
Actually, not even bike. Can't be any kind of, unless it's specifically designated, it can't be any kind of mechanized thing.
Wow.
They can be on foot or they can be on a horse. And that's stupid.
And the question about how much land are we talking about? How many acres, square miles, whatever, in total here?
I'm sorry. I don't have that.
Okay.
It's 80% of the border. Once you get to Texas, mm-hmm. it changes. Most of that is private property, and there the Border Patrol has much more flexibility. And the same thing on the north. There are some federal lands along the northern border, but most of it is state local and private property. So they have much more flexibility in what they can do there.
All right. Again, Representative Rob Bishop is with us. He's chairman of the House Natural Resources Committee. Now that you're the new committee chair, and by the way, for those who didn't realize, he took over from Doc Hastings, who retired at the end of the last term of Congress. So
he's not an ideologue, by the way.
It's not an ideologue. Okay. What's your agenda, though? I mean, what do you want to see happen? What would you like to see at least discussed in the Congress and in the House? And what kind of legislation would you like to see passed?
Well, I'm looking for it. Actually, I think Doc Hastings broke a lot of paradigms that needed to be broken a long time. He gave me a foundation on which to build. So I'm going to take his beginning and try and go from there. I am also frustrated because I don't think this administration is coming up with any creative ideas. So our legacy that I hope after a couple of years will be that our committee thinks differently. We try and go outside the proverbial box, and we try and come up with a new, unique approach. But we'll be looking at energy development, which I hate to say this is significant. Let me digress for just a second.
Sure.
But the United States is becoming an energy leader. We've already surpassed Russia and Saudi Arabia for energy production, but it's all been on private and state lands. If we actually want to become a permanent leader in energy and be able to help our allies and not be bullied by OPEC and provide job employment for this country, you got to get the resources on the federal lands and offshore, and that's the purview of my committee. So people think of us as a Western committee because most of the lands are in the West. What we do here will have an impact on the entire country and even our foreign policy. So that's the first one, is doing energy production in the West. I do want to deal with conservation, but conservation in addition to economic development and outdoor recreation guarantees for people. We got water conservation, all sorts of Native American issues in which we're dealing with laws that are over 100 years old and need reform significantly, and a lot of environmental laws that are 50 years old and need to be reformed.
Where do you think you fall on the spectrum of somewhere between the most liberal, which is let us save every single leaf and odd piece of, species of animal, to the far right, which would be let's just drill for oil wherever we can park a drill. Where are you on that spectrum?
Personally, look, I am very conservative. I make Barry Goldwater look a little pink in this nation.
Okay.
And it's like Ralph Hall once said, hell, I'd drill in the cemetery if there was oil there. I'm not quite that far, but it's close to it. However, the issue is it's not an either-or proposition. You can have both economic development and drilling and conservation, and that's what I'm trying to push here. The idea that they are mutually exclusive is stupid. It is wrong. And you can have both, especially as we have developed new techniques in energy extraction, including horizontal drilling and fracking. All those things have made it easier to shrink the footprint of where you're doing the economic development, and you can increase what happens for both conservation and especially outdoor recreation. And that's the recreation part is the one that's been given short shrift over the years. I want to increase that significantly.
Congressman, and again, we're speaking to Representative Rob Bishop. He's chair of the Natural Resources Committee in the House of Representatives. You're also on Armed Services, and I'm kind of wondering if I could get your take quickly on this battle against ISIS. I mean, we're hearing more war drums being sounded. There's a story in USA Today, front page today, which says maybe we get some more troops in Iraq. Can you give us your take on that?
If the United States becomes involved, and I actually think by keeping the battle over there, it gives us a great deal of protection and security over here. But if we get involved, you're going to have to go in there to actually win. We have this false narrative in a lot of people's minds that we can simply bomb our way into security. And as much as I am pro-Air Force, Air Force is in my district, I like the Air Force a great deal, the Air Force cannot solve every military issue for us. So we've got to make sure that if you're going to make the commitment, and I think there's a good case for that, you got to make the commitment to be successful, not just halfway efforts.
It seems to me also that back into the, if you, the hat back on for the natural resources, that as the U.S. exhibits a little bit more energy independence, it can also be a little bit more circumspect in its decision on whether or not to be in other countries and be involved in some of these foreign squabbles.
Yeah, and I, to be honest, I do not think we're involved in the Middle East because of energy alone.
Mm-hmm.
There's a great deal more. I have people that say, why don't you make a political settlement with ISIS? How do you make a political settlement with a group that believes the proper solution is cutting somebody's head off their body? That just doesn't make sense at all. But What it can give us, though, if we were to develop our total energy capabilities, is the ability of helping our allies, especially in Europe, in which case they are at the mercy of Russia right now as far as energy opportunities. We could be another source. We could help some of our allies, especially in Asia. I mean, it's not just the Middle East. We're looking about what we can do diplomatically and with our foreign policy everywhere if we actually were to develop the resources we have on federal lands in the West.
Congressman, I appreciate you spending time with us today. I'd like to check in with you from time to time, see what kind of progress you're making.
Well, I would like to do that, and I hope it can be a positive statement that this is where we're actually moving, because I think we can do something good, and I have a window of opportunity, and we want to make sure we take advantage of that window.
Representative Rob Bishop, thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you very much.
Representative Rob Bishop, Republican from Utah's 1st District, is the chair of the House Natural Resources Committee. He took over this year, and also a member of the Rules and Armed Services Committee, which is why we brought in a couple of those other issues. But they're all intertwined, as you can see. He tweets, by the way, at Rep. Rob Bishop.